The second annual Brava, a fundraiser that will provide new bras to women at the YWCA and those in need in the community, will be held Friday, November 4th, 2016 at the Art Center of the Capital Region in Troy from 5 to 7:30. The Art Center is a partner in the event, which will feature 8 to 10 talented writers from around the region who will read jury-selected poems and essays or perform songs and monologues on the subject of brassieres in their lives. The pieces will touch on the subject of bras from many viewpoints and range from the poignant to the hilarious. Last year's sold-out event aimed to collect at least 200 new bras. Well, guess what? They got over 500.
Yeah.
Very cool. Artist Sharon Bates will be on hand at the event to create a unique installation of the contributed bras. To tell us more, we welcome Melissa, and it is Paulette?
Paulette McLennan, yes.
Paulette McLennan from the YWCA of the Greater Capital Region, and our dear friend, Marion Roach Smith. Good morning.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, it's great to have you here. Thank you very much for being with us. Did you have any idea that this would be as successful as it was?
I had in my wildest dreams, Joe, but this was an astonishing event last year. We had standing room only. We took in over 500 bras. They've been coming in every week since. And I think the thing I'd like to do is just ask Melissa, what was the impact of the women getting the bras last year?
This really was an amazing event. And honestly, when Marion first came to me and said, let's have a night where everyone talks about bras, I said, we'll see how that works. And it was unbelievable. And also to see the impact that these bras have had on the women, I think for a lot of us who, when we want something new, we need something, we can just go get it. It's hard to imagine what it's like to not have the bare necessities. But we had a woman, she has a very unusual bra size, and she hadn't worn a bra in nearly 2 decades. We have been partnering with local bra stores. They've been coming in doing fittings for the women. She was actually had her first ever bra fitting. And she, when she put on this new bra, she looked 10 years younger. She looked 20 pounds lighter. The way that her posture changed, the entire attitude she had, she really looked like she was ready to tackle the world, which is something I had never seen from her. And it was just unbelievable that something that everyone takes for granted, like a bra, could do that.
Talk a little bit about the need and why there is a need and ultimately the number of women, because this is for the women, yes, of the YWCA, but also of the entire community.
And it began last year because I had received a Christmas request from the Y saying, can you buy some gifts for a family? And what I saw on the list of requests from the small family, 3 kids, 1 mother, was all she wanted for Christmas was a bra. And I called Melissa up and said, I think I know why. She must have left her home in the middle of the night, probably in her pajamas. I know you can't tell me. And she said, I can't tell you, but yeah, you're kind of right. And I started to think about, I couldn't go register my kids for school if I didn't have a bra. I couldn't go apply for a job.
Right.
You can't do anything. So that's where the idea started. And then this is what came out of that list. And then what happened?
Right. So, I mean, the other thing is that we have a gently used clothing facility at the YWCA that's open to anybody who needs it. We give away thousands of pieces of clothing every year, but we can't accept used undergarments.
Right.
So the issue is that we can provide women's with business suits to go get a job, but we can't give them a bra to wear underneath the suit. So that's really why this is so important.
There you go.
And it's not just the women that are living at the YWCA that need these items. It's women all over the community. Everyone's feeling a strain. And I think a lot of times, especially mothers, tend to put themselves last.
Mm-hmm.
So they're more likely to go get new shoes for their kids. Or maybe it's something like medicine and something like a bra winds up falling completely off the list.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the extent of my knowledge here. I as having not gone bra shopping, but I do know there are many sizes.
Yes.
Right? So how do you get that right? Meaning how do you fit the women that really need this with the right bra if you are just sort of donating a bra?
Well, the two things you do, first of all, you say we need larger sizes. We need a range of sizes. And second of all, please don't just bring me Band-Aid colored bras. Remember, getting a cool bra underneath that shirt can power you up. So we had polka-dotted bras, we had striped bras, we had red bras. And when Sharon Bates turned them into this remarkable piece of art, we saw
I love her.
The mini bras.
She's so great.
She's so cool. And it empowered all of us to think about, please don't bring us a tawdry old, you know, beige
you
bra. Right. I want some polka dots and some bows. Right. And I think everybody got the message last year. People were screaming at this event and stomping their feet for the writers. And it was maybe the best thing I've ever been to.
So talk to me a little bit about the writing aspect of this, of the stories and how they come to be and how they become an integral part of the event.
It's a call for submissions. And so if you go to the Art Center online, what's the full URL?
So it's the Art Center of the Capital Region .submittable.com/submit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you go to the Art Center or call the Art Center at 273-0552 and ask them how to submit.
518. And also I'll say we'll put that link on our site.
Great.
So if you just come to the interview, WAMC.org, great, you'll see it there.
Perfect.
And
I'll
send
the
YWCA's website as well.
Yes.
So what we got last year was 12 very talented writers who exposed us to the idea of what their bras mean to them. We had one woman who was sitting in a wheelchair, for instance, who wrote a piece that talked about how when she has on her red bra under her shirt and she sits a certain way, you don't notice this shiny chair that she's sitting on. And we all started, 150, I'm doing it now, 150 yeah. people were changed, because I'm guilty too. I had not thought of her as a sexualized being. I had thought of her as a person with a disability. And she just, that was done, over, forever. We had a man who wrote a piece about watching his neighbor hang out her two bras every day on her laundry line. And then one day somebody stole one and kicked it around in the gutter. And he was a little boy. He was 8 years old, and he saved his money to replace it. He got the tag off of it, took it to the local bra store, and replaced the bra for her and put it through her mail slot.
Oh, my God.
We had stories that would bring you to your knees, stories that will rip you out of your chair screaming with joy. And it was all about the range of what a bra can do. We have no porn, please. No sexualized stories. We don't need that. What we need to do is make sure that people understand that this is, as we say in the pun world, the foundation of a woman's life.
Yes. The event is Friday, November 4th. It's from 5 to 7:30. It's being held at the Art Center of the Capital Region. So I assume now you're ready for the onslaught, right? I mean, you're ready for it to
so
be.
So ready for this, Joe.
Yes. So do you have a goal this year? Is it still 500, or is whatever, you know, we can take, whatever you can give us, we can take?
We would love to start with a goal of 500, but we're ready to be amazed.
That's always good.
Yeah. And yeah, the community has been served. People just come in every day.
They do, yeah. And what's amazing is out of 500 bras, we're down to less than 100, because that's how many we've been giving out.
Oh,
and
wow,
you can drop them off now. You can drop them off at the Y in Troy, or you can drop them off at Dalai Lama, the wonderful deli in downtown Albany. They were both places are taking bra donations now, because Sharon has to have something to work with when
yes.
we get her in there.
Yes.
And we had over 200 bras before we ever started the event. But the
did,
price
yeah.
of admission, the tickets are on sale now, also at the Art Center. You'll put a link
yep,
up on your
yep, yep.
on your page. But the tickets go on sale, but the price of admission, you must bring a brand new bra with the tag still on to get in that night. And I got to tell you, it was kind of wonderful watching people walk through the streets of Troy that night carrying brand new bras. Some people forgot to put them in a bag.
Did they really forget?
Yeah. I don't think so.
They were just proud. That's good. That's very good. Well, I'll give this URL, which is ywca-gcr for Greater Capital Region. So ywca-gcr.org, and you can find out more there. And we'll have the link, both links, on our site with this interview as well at wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable, the second annual Brava fundraiser that will provide new bras to women, takes place Friday, November 4th at the Art Center of the Capital Region from 5 to 7:30. Melissa Plett-McLennan and Marion Roach-Smith, thank you so much for being with us. And thank you for doing this incredible, important work.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much. A great pleasure. Best of luck. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.